Greetings and salutations. Welcome to Sorry, That's My Inside Voice, Thoughts from the Couch, number three. I'm still your host, Kat Garcia, and holy freaking crap, it is December 29th, 2023. I don't know about the rest of you, but I feel like this has been a very long year. and not just because I've been sick for the last 2.5 months, but I just feel like there was a lot this year. There's a lot going on. I feel like this is the first post, like, pandemic year we've had. And, I mean, there are tons of people. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there are a ton of people who have COVID right now. at least where I live and work. And COVID's not gone. FYI, but I feel like this is the first real, like, try to get back to normal year, which is also probably why I'm sick. But this has been a really long year. I don't know about the rest of you, but there's been family stuff and medical stuff and a lot of shifts, a lot of changes for me. And you know, there's that thing that happens every year, the end of December, the last week or so. And it's, I mean, aside from just the fog that exists between Christmas and New Year's, you know, the what day is it? What planet am I on? When's the last time I took a shower? How many cats do I actually have at my house? Pop quiz, it's only 4. I have not acquired any new cats. But, you know, this week is just kind of fuzzy for everybody. And that's normal, I think, or at least we made it normal. Usually mine is filled with more cheese than it has been this time, but I've still got a couple days to rectify that. But the other thing that tends to happen this time of year is, you know, you kind of start to see people's highlight reels, right? They're like, oh my gosh, these are all the things that I did this year. And I love that. If you are big on reflection and talking about the positive things, I love that for you. Share all of those. A friend who I have known for like 11 years, she left her job. I saw her post today. She posted all of these amazing things that happened to her in 2023. And one of them was she left the job that I met her at when we worked together. And she's on this new path and it's amazing. I'm so excited for her. So excited for her. And then I think, holy crap, when I reflect on this year, there are definitely positives, there always are, but it's exhausting. Like, this year for me was just exhausting, physically, mentally, emotionally. And I think that sometimes we get caught up in what we see online. You know, people's internet presence is the highlight reel, right? Like, I did not share pictures of me, like, dead on the couch while I was sick. No one wants to see that. That is not a highlight of my year. But it is a thing that happened. And, you know, this time of year, we start to see people's highlights. And because we're who we are, we're human, we are immediately, not even consciously, but immediately comparing their year to ours. And fuck, like, sometimes that is hard. That is hard. And like, sometimes it just hurts your soul. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you realize that your highlights aren't the same as theirs, obviously, but you're like, oh, their highlights, they had like some really good things. Oh, I didn't, you know, I had like 3 things that I would consider highlights. But what you have to remember is you made it through this year. And if that is your highlight, fucking celebrate that win, because it is a win. Because maybe this year was the hardest year you've ever had. Maybe this was the saddest year. Maybe you just felt numb the whole time. Maybe part of the year was great and then something happened and it shifted everything. Maybe you just went through the motions. But that's so amazing. That is an accomplishment because you're still fucking here. And you might not feel like putting that up in your highlight reels, your celebration of your year in review. But still celebrate that because it is a big, big deal. You know, for me, there were, like I said, there were a bunch of family medical things. There were a bunch of family things. I changed jobs halfway through the year. And then I was sick the tail end of the year. And let me tell you, being sick when you've just started a new job is real stressful. Were there positives to come out of all of these things? Absolutely. Did it make it easier going through them? Absolutely not. And, you know, that's okay. It's okay if your reflections on the year were, you know what, we made it through. And it's okay if looking at 2024, you're like, next year, you're not like, next year will be better. Next year's going to be amazing. I'm going to make next year my year. We all did that going into 2020. And I think it bit everyone in the universe in the ass. And we've learned our lesson. So 2024 will not be my year. 2024 will be, I hope, I can't think of a better way to phrase this than a meme I saw on the internet, shocker, but, you know, hoping for precedented times, that you don't have to live through any historical events, anything like that. You know, we did that. We've done that. And I just... Oh, I'm like, I, you know, 2020 was COVID, the first year of COVID. 2021 was, what was 2021? God, it feels like it was a lifetime ago. 2021 is the year I got divorced. 2022 was healing. 2023 has been a lot of growth. And 2024, I don't know. I don't know what I hope for 2024, but I look back at this year and I go, well, it's almost next year. I'm so done. I'm ready for 2023 to be concluded, to kind of wrap it up. I got a lot of cuddles in 2023 from cats, from puppers, from miniature humans. It was great. I made some really great friends who I am so thankful for. Pod life is real life. I think we need to put that on a shirt. So I'm going to share that with my girlfriends. But, you know, it was also just a really hard year. And so I wanted, before New Year's, to just acknowledge that it's okay if this year was hard. It's okay if right now it is still hard and you feel like you are clawing your way to the finish line. You're not the only one. You're not in it alone. There are other people who feel the exact same way you do about this year and about it wrapping up. And it's okay if you don't feel like sharing a highlight reel on the internet. It's okay if you don't make a New Year's resolution. I haven't made a New Year's resolution in a long time. For a couple of reasons. One, goals freak me out. I don't really apparently like to look forward in the future. My therapist is going to laugh when she hears this. But man, setting goals is hard. New Year's resolutions, it's like you're making a pact with the universe, and the universe already has its own ideas of what your year is going to be. Like, what? Who knew? So I don't really make New Year's resolutions. You don't have to. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to work out more, or I'm going to drink less, or I'm going to eat healthier, or I'm going to read 50 books, or I'm going to go to more live shows, or I'm going to acquire more cats. That one might be person specific, but I don't set resolutions anymore. I'm going to a New Year's party at a friend's, and our party is going to consist of nachos, probably some rom-coms and like make you cry movies, a lot of Taylor Swift dancing parties. And we're going to make vision boards. I am not calling mine a goal board. I'm going to cut out some shit from magazines and stick it on a poster board. But I'm not setting goals. Because, one, they freak me out, as I said. But also, I like the idea that just the universe, whatever fate you want to call it, is going to guide me where I need to get to. I'm like, I might have my own ideas, but it knows exactly what it wants to do. And so this year, I'm just gonna take it a day at a time. Sometimes it'll be a moment at a time. Sometimes it'll be a breath at a time, and that's all okay. Because you get through it, right? You get to the next day. You know, there's the idea of toxic positivity. Oh, it could always be worse, or good vibes only. I'm like, no, I'll send you good vibes. I'll also send you some weird woo-woo vibes, and maybe some I'm really, like, sad with you vibes. Whatever vibes you need. So not good vibes only. But really, just, I've been reflecting a lot. I hate it. It pisses me off. I do it a lot more than just at the end of the year, though. But then I remind myself, time is fluid. The calendar we go by is entirely made up. It's like, whose line is it anyways? Where the rules are made up and the points don't matter. Well, the points kind of matter, but everything else is made up. So when we talk about, oh, it's the end of the year, let's reflect. Whose year? Whose year? It could be anyone's year, but pick your calendar, man. And it's okay if you just survived, because just surviving cost you a lot. And if you had a great year, fucking celebrate that. If you made it through the year, celebrate that. If you woke up today and you went through the motions and you did the thing you needed to do, celebrate that. You're not in it alone. And you're doing really great. I know. My friends who are listening to this are laughing because they've been telling me this exact same thing. You're doing really great. Hang in there. We know it's hard for ages. So thank you for letting me relay the information. My therapist has been doing the same thing. That's what great therapists do. They're like, you're still here. You're hanging in there. But make sure that you, as you may or may not be reviewing your year, try not to compare your year to other people. Try to remember that what you're seeing are their highlights. And we don't always share everything with the world. You've got this. And I'm proud of you. And with that, the cats and I are going to go. No cats are sitting on me. It's glorious. And we will talk to you very, very soon on our 1 year podversary, which will be on Monday, January 1st, 2024.